Okay. To start off, we'd like to have a shout out to Mike Green from Moshe Polstein. Have a good Shabbos. Okay, here we go. Parsha Shlach. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Shlach lecha anoshim yesuru eretz Kanaan asher aninos and levnei Yisrael. Isha chod. Mamate avosav tishlachu. Kol nosivan. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, send for yourself men, and they will spy out the land of Canaan that I am giving over to Bnei Yisrael. One man per shevet will be sent out. Everybody will be a nasi. Everybody will be a nasi. So Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and sent it out. So we see very clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and said, I want to send out people. And it was very clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying it out loud, right? Moshe Rabbeinu later on in Parshas Devarim says, "Vayitav be'enai adover." The thing was very good to me. I thought it was a good idea to send out Meraglim, to send out these spies. Which means that not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought it was a good idea, Moshe Rabbeinu himself thought it was a great idea to send out spies. Later on, we see that when they went to a place called Ya'azer, later on in Bamidbor, they send out spies again. They do send out spies to spy out Ya'azer, and it worked. In Yoshua, they sent out spies to go check out Yericho. It was Pinchas and Kalev. Kalev went a second time. And again, it worked out well. Spies seems to be a normal thing to do. So what happened over here with these Meraglim that the Meraglim messed it up? What happened over here? And plus, Moshe Rabbeinu told them what to do. Tell us what the land is like. Did you expect them to lie? Did you expect them to see something that wasn't true? There was a lack of emunah. There would have been a lack of emunah. If you're going to say, well, they didn't have any emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'd be able to beat it. But then why did Moshe Rabbeinu ask them to go in the first place? Moshe Rabbeinu should have said, you know what? We don't have to spy out anything. Let's just go follow the clouds and go straight inside Eretz Yisrael, and everything should have been perfectly fine. Follow the clouds. The clouds are taking you into Eretz Yisrael. Just listen to them. Why in the world did they think to themselves, you know what? I got to do this. I got to do that. I have to check out this. I have to check out that. Tell me if they're fortified cities or non-walled cities. Tell me what there's going to be. Why do you have to do that? Okay, so lots of things happened in last week's Parsha. We went through some of them last week, but lots of things happened over there. Yisro left Klal Yisrael. We know Yisro left Klal Yisrael. That was a very obvious thing. People complained. Eldad and Medad came out and prophesied. They made a nevuah and said that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die. That Moshe was going to die. And then he told them, Moshe makes Yoshua Machnes. Yoshua was going to bring everybody inside. And finally, at the end of the Parsha, Miriam speaks Lashon Hara, and Miriam got Saras. When they heard all this, they started thinking to themselves, what in the world is going on? They had the perfect spy. The perfect spy was Yisro. V'yasuru. The word V'yasuru is the same words as V'yisro. Yisro was supposed to be the spy to go inside Eretz Canaan and go check out everything inside there and take care of everything for Klal Yisrael. He was supposed to go inside, take care of everything, and come back to Bnei Yisrael and tell them what was going on. It was a major issue. It was a major issue. Yisro wasn't Jewish. If people would have seen him go by, they wouldn't have realized he was spying out for Bnei Yisrael, and they would have all been happy. If a Jew goes in, the guy's wearing Jewish clothing, he's wearing a kippah, he looks obviously like a Jew, he's got a big nose, people look at him and say, this guy is obviously spying it out for these Jews, and they would kill him. It's obvious why they wanted a spy, but they didn't want to take somebody like a regular Jew. They should have taken somebody like Yisro. So when Yisro left all of Bnei Yisrael, they were in trouble now. They started thinking to themselves, what's going on? And we know what happened. They complained. They started thinking to themselves, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is starting to punish them. And Yisro knows what Eretz Yisrael is really like, what Eretz Canaan is really like. And he doesn't want to go inside because he knows what it's going to be like when we get there. And there's going to be something wrong. We're going to lose out on some stuff. And Bnei Yisrael started thinking to themselves, maybe it's better to be out here in the Midbar. Maybe it's better for us to stay out here and not to go into Eretz Yisrael, into Eretz Canaan with all the great things that are going on there, because we've got great lives right now. We've got great lives. We've got everything that we need. And if we're not going to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully with us, if we're not going to have the Nisim and the Nisim Gluyim of Hashem, because Moshe is not going to be there, it's going to be Yoshua, and Yoshua is untested, unproven. The only war that he fought against Amalek, he didn't kill anyone. He weakened Amalek. He never killed anyone. It's somebody that's untested, unproven, untried. That type of a person is going to bring us inside Eretz Yisrael. That's not worth it, said Bnei Yisrael. We're not going to be able to beat them b'teva. We're not going to be able to beat them naturally. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset. You just accepted the prophecy without trying to fight it? Instead of saying, Moshe's gone, what are we going to do? You should have davened to Hashem and you should have said, you know what? We're not going to be able to do it without Moshe. You should have davened to me. You should have said to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Hashem, don't let Moshe die. Because if Moshe dies, there's no way we're going to make it inside Eretz Yisrael. That was one of the big problems. The Satan started accusing Bnei Yisrael for terrible things.
if Hashem said that Moshe should die, the leader, the holiest person of all of them, they're not at that point. They're not going to argue because it obviously has to be a good reason.
They didn't argue about Moshe Rabbeinu dying, but they did argue about their ability to beat massive giants inside a land when they don't have Moshe Rabbeinu there.
Plus, they can't be blamed for miraculing because...
Wait, we just answered the first question, so there's no plus. It's minus now. Question number two.
Minus?
Yes.
The sin that the Jerusalem, it was also partly because they were spoiled. They were spoiled by Hashem.
I don't know where you get that from. That happens to be a true statement, but that's not has nothing to do with the Meraglim. Meraglim has nothing to do with being spoiled by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. At least not just yet.
They're going to look at all the bad things when they see it, and they're going to have not a Munah Hashem because.
I don't like this, I guarantee. Kaddish Baruch Hu promises you a land and tells you it's the best land and there's not going to be any problems, tells you I'm going to fight the wars and all these people are going to die. You have a question?
If he's giving me the best life now, I'd be like, why? I'm fine now.
The way you just asked your question. I'm sorry to get into a philosophical debate with you, Moshe, but the way you just asked your question, if they knew that Hashem was all for the good for everybody, then Moshe Rabbeinu dying was for the good for everybody. So if they knew that Kaddish Baruch Hu was sending the Eretz Canaan, then they knew that this is for the best for everybody. So why would they complain about one thing and not the other?
It's like you offer me a steak.
No, hold on. There is no... Hold on. I just beat you. We just beat you. Let's go down to the next part over here. Here we go. At the end of last week's parsha, now we're going to talk about why this whole thing happened. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now, you think about it. Shlach lecha anashim. Anybody remember what Rashi says on this? Lecha. Send for yourself men. What does Rashi say? Lecha. Litovascha ulanascha. What does that mean? Send for yourself men. Why? For what?
Good.
For your own good. And lanascha. For your own benefit, right? Do it for your own good and for your own benefit. Do it for yourselves. It's Rashi. Why in the world were they doing it for themselves? And it's strange, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like he's saying to Moshe, I'm not suggesting for you to do it. But if you do it, then go ahead and send these people. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling them? So listen to this. Rashi says that they messed up. Why did they mess up? Because they didn't learn from the Meraglim. They didn't learn from the Meraglim. They didn't learn from Miriam. Miriam lied. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara. She said something terrible about Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened to Miriam? She got saras. She immediately got punished. The Meraglim should have seen that and should have said, if I speak Lashon Hara, then I'm also going to get saras. But they didn't learn from it. What's the pshat behind that? Listen to this pshat. It's the most unbelievable pshat in the world. The Chassam Sofer says the following. Absolutely unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, let's put it this way. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron didn't get inside Eretz Yisrael. They weren't buried inside Eretz Yisrael. Why weren't they buried inside Eretz Yisrael? 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 Stupid Meimariva. Because they hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. And when they hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock, they ended up staying out. They ended up staying out of Eretz Yisrael. It's number one. Number two, what about Miriam? Miriam also didn't get inside Eretz Yisrael. She was buried outside of Eretz Yisrael. My question that I posed to two very big gedolim, Rav Shmuel Orbach and Rav Chaim Knievsky, was why in the world did Miriam not merit to be buried inside Eretz Yisrael? She had to die? That question is mentioned by Chazal. Why wasn't she buried inside Eretz Yisrael? Nowhere in Chazal does it say anything about it. Rav Shmuel Orbach said... He said to bring him a midrash Rabbah doesn't say a thing. I went to Rav Chaim. When I asked Rav Chaim the question, Rav Chaim said he would write to me later. He wrote me the letter later. He said, Eini Yodea.